In this bulletin, an earthquake in the Pacific triggers a tsunami warning for Lord Howe Island. The World Health Organization backs the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios through to the third round of the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A 7.6 magnitude earthquake has struck the South Pacific, triggering a tsunami warning for Lord Howe Island. The earthquake had an epicentre more than 400 kilometres east of New Caledonia. Lord Howe Island is at risk of dangerous rips, strong ocean currents and some overflow onto the foreshore. New Zealand authorities are urging residents along the northern coast to also avoid beaches and shore areas. The World Health Organization is recommending the AstraZeneca vaccine be deployed widely, even in countries where there are COVID-19 variants. South Africa halted rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine after some trial results showed limited protection against its country's variant of the virus. Now the Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization says it is safe and effective to be administered in two doses at least 8 weeks apart. The group's chair, Alejandro Craviotto, says thousands of people are dying around the world daily, so any product that can potentially reduce that is justified.
We recommend for the vaccine to be used in people 18 years and above without an upper age limit. That means people over 65 years of age should be given the vaccination.
Another worker and former guest of Melbourne's Holiday Inn quarantine hotel have tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the total number of cases linked to the outbreak to 8. The health department confirmed 2 new infections had been linked to the hotel at Melbourne Airport on Wednesday. They include a worker and past resident who left the hotel on Sunday, the same day as an already known COVID-19 positive guest departed. Premier Daniel Andrews says an ongoing review of the hotel quarantine system is taking place.
We're already making changes each day, each week, based on what's happening in other states, what's happening in other parts of the world, what's happening here. That culture of always looking to do more, I think, is very important. In fact, it's never been more important, given that it's not a static enemy. This thing is different today and could be different again next week or the week after.
South Australia has banned people from Greater Melbourne from entering the state. Returning South Australian residents, people relocating and other exempt travellers will still be allowed to enter the state but will need to quarantine for 14 days. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says regional Victorians are permitted to travel into South Australia and will not be affected by the changes.
We are in constant contact with the Victorian authorities. The current situation we're dealing with is not one that's emerged in the overnight or in the last few hours. We've been watching very closely what's happening, and we also have levels of information regarding their contact tracing and community testing.
Democrats in the United States Senate are presenting opening arguments in Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. Prosecutors say they'll prove Mr. Trump was no innocent bystander in January when he gave a speech at the US Capitol before it was stormed. Lead House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin has called Donald Trump the inciter-in-chief.
The evidence will show that he clearly incited the January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. And this was, as one of our colleagues put it so cogently on January 6th itself, the greatest betrayal of the presidential oath in the history of the United States.
In tennis, Nick Kyrgios has advanced to the third round of the Australian Open after defeating Hugo Humbert of France in 5 sets. Kyrgios survived 2 match points, winning 5-7, 6-4, 3-6, 7-6, 6-4 at John Cain Arena. Speaking after the victory, he says the crowd support helped him stay in the contest.
It was a strange match. Like, I'm telling you, if you were inside my head, there were some dark thoughts in there, I'll tell you what. But it tends to be my career, you know. I'll live to fight another day, and, you know, hopefully I can continue to play good tennis like that in front of you guys, man. That's all I can ask.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 25. Adelaide, possible showers, 37. Melbourne, humid with a late shower or two, 34. Hobart, sunny with late showers, 26. Canberra, mostly sunny, 30. Wollongong, similar conditions, 25. Sydney, mostly sunny, 27. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and possible storm, 31 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.